creation. Work is not only a right, but a need. The organic expression of human well-being. Try telling Al Jenkins that. Life on the line isn't getting any easier. After all, in the continuing refinement of the division of labor, power is concentrated into fewer and fewer hands. Not Al Jenkins' hands. What next? Well, there's a position opening up just made for the likes of Al. He'll have to relocate. The job will take him beyond the vanishing point.
Da-da, ooh, ha. Da-da-da-da-da, ooh, ah.
Feel better?
Oh, great. You got miracle hands, Mary, honey. Ooh, a little higher. Come phase three, we could hire out those hands and make a fortune. Ooh.
Want some more of this absorbing stuff?
Yeah, maybe a bit on the shoulder. No, the other one. Ooh, ah.
Al? I thought those robot things.
Slides? Ooh.
Yeah, I thought they were meant to make your job easier.
Well, they did. Sort of. Back at phase one. Used them mostly on the welding lines then.
Well?
Well, it's different in phase two. 80% Clydes. Clydes work faster than men, so they speed up the line.
Oh. Ooh. Well, isn't there somebody you could talk to?
Well, it's this way. You see, those guys whose jobs got made so much easier in phase one?
Yeah?
Well, they all got laid off. Thousand in our plant alone.
I remember.
Well, remember when phase two came in?
Oh, you mean all those families losing their homes and the stores going out of business? And, of course, those poor men over in plant one.
Well, that's all part of it. But, I mean, just the layoffs in general. A couple of thousand just in our plant.
Yeah.
Well, see, only jobs left then were ones too hard for phase two Clydes to do. Asymmetrical, simultaneous, two-handed tasks.
You sound like Eddie.
Don't tell him, but that's where I got it from. Anyway, the short of it is, I'm the young one now, pretty near. Most everyone lower seniority has been laid off.
Well, not Eddie.
Well, now, see, that's different again. He's management level.
Oh, I see. I suppose. But Al, now, don't get impatient now. There must be something the union...
Don't talk to me about the union. What's left of it. Oh, good. In fact, don't talk about work at all. I'm tired of talking about it, thinking about it. Come here.
What? Oh, your dinner's gonna be dry,
come
right?
Come on, it'll keep a few more minutes.
Oh, you!
Now, tell me about the kids. You. What you been doing today?
Me? Nothing. Things for the wedding. Put bows on the dresser and chest you built for the kids.
Oh, well, how'd they look?
Oh, you know they look great.
Guess they do with that.
Fain man. 25 years of sawdust and wash.
What else? Eleanor, she over today?
Oh, yes, this afternoon. Helping me bake.
Eddie's made a good choice there, all right. I know the two of us haven't always seen eye to eye.
Now, tell me about it. He says up, you say down, you say no.
I'm just saying we agree there on Eleanor. Girl just like dear old Mommy.
No. You know, though, Al, I think that girl feels it, us paying.
And you worry too much. One thing I learned in 45 years is don't even think about stuff you can't change. That's my policy. You just take care of your own, and eventually you'll see a way out.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, you ready for supper yet?
Yeah, I guess.
Good. Let's... Oh, no. Don't put those back on. I just remembered. Eddie's bringing that friend of his over tonight. About the tux, you wear something decent.
Oh, yeah, right. Saw Eddie today for a second.
Huh? Well, what of it? Well, here, put these on. Well, you work in the same place, don't you?
Not really. Eddie's up in heaven, control booth. Says he can see me, though, sometimes on the Clydes monitors.
Yeah. Spooky, those things, watching you all the time.
Well, here, the plaid ones.
Damn Charlie horse.
Oh, lay down again.
No, I...
Oh, go on, lay back.
You sure? These things always take a few minutes to work. Oh, baby.
Policy, eh? That's better.
Set down crooked today. A little more each time. No brains, no heart, no guts. Hey, Foreman! Self-adjusting automaton shit. Foreman! Four-armed bandit tin man. Foreman!
What do you want, Jenkins?
Look at that chance. Must be 5-6 degrees off center on the line. Fifth one, just from this morning. Those outside arms on 5-2-4 keep twisting, out of sync, more and more.
Yeah. I'll have central programming check it out.
If they keep that Clyde's monitor on the job, instead of on me all the time. It ain't enough I gotta do the work. Used to take two men to do what I'd have to babysit the tin man, too. Mm-hmm. The Clyde to meet him. 5-2-4 all the time.
Just watch your mouth, Jenkins. Graves 3's coming, so watch it.
Big. From the big general foreman. They got doing a foreman's job now. Next step. Hey, what's eating you? The blood spots on your nice white shirt. What was all that commotion down the line?
None of your business.
Secrets, huh? Well, the hell with you then. Where's Mac? My relief. It's past time for my lunch break.
He's off. I'm relieving.
Here, give me that gun.
Oh, glad.
Be back 12:02. What do you mean, 12:02? It's 20 minutes. It's 26 for lunch.
Back at 12:02 or don't come back at this shit.
Damn.
Yeah, plenty of guys on layoff, you know. Be glad that you're not one of them this time. We'll be getting you that, too.
Hey, Lyle, slide that lunchbox down, will you?
What the hell are you so happy about? Didn't you hear our lunch break just got cut?
No, I know. Can't help it, though. What with Eddie's wedding coming and... Well, just take last night. Eddie, he has this friend of his, a tailor, right to the house, just to measure me for a tux.
Yeah?
Yeah, right in the house. Real professional job. He measured me head to toe. Mm. I don't know, everything. Hey, I just saw St. Pierre. Used to be general foreman. Just saw him actually do some work. First time in 20 years. Oh, you'd have got a kick out of it. Face all red, him tripping over the pneumatic hoses.
Yeah, I guess that would have been funny seeing St. Pierre. Still 20 minutes for lunch, not enough time to jam a sandwich down your throat, let alone drink a coffee.
Yeah, I know. They got us between a rock and a cloud. 200 guys doing the work 2,500 used to do. Phase 3's are coming. I know. I work here, don't I? But I'm happy. Give me a break. I can't help it.
Yeah, sure. Here. You want this apple? Don't look like a hell of time.
Thanks.
Yeah, listen, Al. There's something I gotta ask you. You hear about Mac?
Yeah, just he was off. He got laid off? They're getting St. Pierre to do regular relief? That'll be something.
No, he got hurt. Getting the full dishab, the way I hear.
No. Full dishab? You kidding? Why, that lucky sucker. They always claim it's self-inflicted or gross carelessness. They rig them videotapes just to show just about anything.
I didn't hear much about it, except it was a real accident. A hand or something caught in the Clyde.
How do you like that? Set for life. Still,
I don't think I'd like a hand so much. A back or a knee, even an eye, but a hand. That's the only thing separates us working stiffs from the Clydes. The ability to perform asymmetrical, simultaneous two-handed tasks at random intervals on variable planes.
What the hell is that?
That's time and motion talk. Picks it up from Eddie when he was going to school.
Oh, yeah, your oldest. Oh, I always forget he works here now. How is he?
Like I've been telling you, for weeks, he's getting married.
Oh, yeah, the tux.
Yeah, it's too bad, though. He's supposed to be a time and motion man.
Yeah, listen, Al.
Pretty girl he's married, though. Just wish there was more I could
Al,
do.
I...
Say, is that what's bugging you?
No.
Not getting asked to the wedding? See, it's mostly a family thing. Wouldn't you know the bride's got a big one? We're trying to keep it down to 150.
No, I couldn't listen, afford. Al. I gotta go now, but I'm supposed to. I want to ask you a favor.
Sure.
I have a beer with me tonight.
I don't know, Lyle. I hardly get to see Mary and the kids as it is with these longer hours, 6 days.
No, just one. I gotta see this guy and the ask. Well, I mean, I kind of like to have you along.
A guy? Sure. Okay.
The guy said to sit near the back.
Boy, am I beat. Hey, waitress, four drafts over here.
I can know that. Aren't we all?
You know, that's a fact. I was thinking today after you mentioned those union socials we used to have. Oh, thanks, babe. Have one for yourself. Remember those? The whole plant turning out. The old timers, the young guys kicking up their heels a bit, and the guys with families.
Yeah.
Cheers. Well, phase threes are coming, like they say. Full automation. Anyway, no use dwelling on it. That's my policy. We're better off than most, right?
Not better than Mac.
Hmm. Well, that was a fluke. Real accident. Had to be for them to give him the full dishab.
What if I said it wasn't?
What?
An accident. I mean, just supposing. I hear Terrell would be two, three other guys on the line that got it last month or so. They're keeping it quiet, guys and the company. Afraid if word got around, it'd be like, well, like over in Plant 1 just before Phase 2 came in. Remember that one?
Oh, bloody October, they called it over there. Yeah, I remember. Think about it more than I ought to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Did get a little out of hand, guys jumping on the bandwagon.
More like under it. Jesus. Phase one just ending. Thousands getting their pink slips. You ever see that story in, what's it, McLean's magazine?
Yeah.
Men on the Line, they call it, with pictures? Sort of like a play on words.
Well, the point is, company paid off on most of them. Nearly 40 of those guys with full dishead.
Yeah, I guess they didn't want too much fuss. Have a riot in their hands or something. Besides, it was just in the one plant. When they wised up, building their monitors right into the Phase 2 Clydes.
Yeah.
Anyway. I guess I'll be pushing off.
No. Wait, you can't. There's this guy coming and he wants... Oh, geez, he's late.
Ah, just who the hell is this guy you keep talking about? You make it sound like he's mafia.
No. That's nothing like that. Mac told me about him. I met him once before for the measurement, they called it. But I've been waiting, you know, to see what happened to Mac, see if they pulled it off.
Pulled what off? Listen, I don't like the sound of this. Besides, I just remembered. I was supposed to help Mary bake some... Hey.
Good evening, gentlemen. Sorry I'm late. Mr. Harris?
You're not the same guy. The guy who took... That guy with the tape measure.
No. But I'm who you're waiting for.
Hey. I know you.
You remember me?
Yeah, sure. A couple of years ago. You were even over to the house once or twice, practicing with
Eddie. Please, Mr. Jenkins. It's better if certain names aren't mentioned here for the moment.
Aren't mentioned? What?
Mr. Harris. Said...
Lyle will do.
Lyle. First things first, do you have the money?
Yeah, I got it right here. 500, right?
That's right. You understand this is purely for expenses.
Hey, what goes on here? That's a lot of money. You ever seen this guy before?
No, but Mac set me up, worked for Mac. That's all I was...
Well, what you talking about, Mac? What's he got to do with
that? Nothing. Mac? He has nothing to... I'm sorry. We arranged this poorly. Naturally, you have questions, Mr. Jenkins, but if you could just hold them till we're done with... Lyle?
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks. Now, Lyle, where exactly in the plant do you work?
Fourth position, number four line. Chassis inspection.
Fourth position in the number four line. What's your relative position to Clyde's?
Well, I got two on my left, two on my right, and five across from me.
What is the number of the Clyde directly to your right on your side of the line?
Well, 413, I think.
You think?
413, yeah, that's what it is. Why? What's the difference?
What's the difference? What's the difference? Only the difference between a brief, perfect pas de deux and a pratfall. A tiny metallic kiss and the cold clamp.
Hey, steady there, young
fella. A few perfectly choreographed seconds is all it should take, really, and what's the difference? One Clyde is not precisely like another Lyle. That's the difference. But this must all have been explained to you, don't you get it?
Yeah, sure, I get it. You don't have to get pissed off.
I'm not, it's just... Never mind. 413?
Yeah.
Good. Now, every day, for the next 3 days, I want you to strike, stand. Stand perfectly erect, perfectly still, for 2 minutes. Exactly 1/2 meter from the base of Clyde 413. You've already been measured. You take this position beginning at exactly 11:10 a.m. That's 11:10 to 11:12. You understand?
Yeah, except, I mean, 2 minutes? A car and a half would go by in that time. That's 7 bolts on each chassis I'd miss.
Don't worry about the cars. Think. Try this. During those 2 minutes, envision yourself as part of a grand, elegant clockworks, or as a note in a musical phrase.
Yeah. Okay. 0.5 meter from the Clyde. 11:10 to 11:12. What if somebody sees?
That's my worry. No. I think that's all. You're set. Take it from me, you're one of the lucky ones. We'll do as many more as we can, but who knows how long we can continue. Phase 3's coming, as they say.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks. I'll see you. Well, no, I guess I won't. Al?
Mr. Jenkins and I would like a word.
Here, you go on, Lyle. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. 0.5 meter, 11:10 to 11:12 for 3 days.
That's it, my friend. And stand erect. Stand tall. It's nothing to be ashamed of, and nothing to be afraid of. Don't flinch. Have a good life.
Yeah. You too.
Bye.
Phew. Waitress, Scotch Rocks. Oh, sorry, anything for you?
Yeah, some explanations, and they better be good. I know you. You're one of Eddie's friends, or at least you used to be his friend, and you work for the company.
As does Eddie, and you. As my own father did once.
Yeah? So what?
So, just because I work for the company doesn't mean I always have the same aims as the company.
And what are your aims? As I can tell, it's some kind of insurance scam.
Mr. Jenkins, do you know what Phase 3 means?
Sure. Full automation.
Full automation. All plants. Everywhere. In its way, it will be quite beautiful. A few talented men orchestrating, coordinating so much sheer motion, synchronization on an unprecedented scale. But there's a price to pay. Full automation for men like you, millions of you, means full, total, unending unemployment. Don't you understand this?
Oh, I understand, all right. You rigged phony accidents.
Believe me, they're real enough. Mr. Jenkins, your son and I are, well, different from the others we work with. On the one hand, we're able to appreciate the elegance, the harmony, the music, grace, and poetry of the Clydes.
I think you're off your nut.
While on the other, we appreciate the human tragedy to men like yourself. Good men, though blunted, crushed in the transition.
Hey!
Please, Mr. Jenkins, this is all very stressful. Let me talk. First of all, I understand how fathers and sons, though they love each other, can sometimes disagree. Almost automatically out of habit. It was like that with me and my own father. Well, maybe you knew him. He was a union steward at one time. Patrick Kelly?
Pat Kelly? Mm-hmm. Big, red-faced guy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure, I knew him. Used to help organize union social events, picnics, dances. You'd have more fun at them then than anybody.
That was him. He's dead now.
Ah, gee, that's too bad.
I didn't know him that well. But what does that have to do with...
He died a little over a year ago. In a plant accident?
Oh, Christ, he wasn't over in Plant 1. One of the ones that...
Involved in Bloody October. Yes, he was. They called it suicide. No disability. No insurance money. Nothing.
Jeez.
My father was an anachronism, Mr. Jenkins. I don't think we ever agreed on a single thing. Unionism, automation, his choice of my career. Still, though, we love each other. Wanted what was best for each other. And, well, it's pure sentimentality, I know, but every time I look at those monitor screens and see those men past their primes, huffing and sweating, most of them with families, all of them trying to stick it out for just a few more days, a few more weeks, I see my father. And I know that most of them would rather risk what my father did, if there was a chance, than watch their families go through what mine did. As I've told your son... I'm sorry, Mr. Jenkins, I'm afraid I get carried away. I feel I know you from talking daddy.
That's okay, young fella. That's okay. I'm sorry if I was rude before. For what it's worth, I think my son picked a good friend.
You may not think so later. Anyway, your questions deserve answers. There are points in the body, Mr. Jenkins, maybe half a dozen for our purposes, which when damaged create a certain amount of immobility, just enough to prevent a worker from doing...
Hey, what does that have to do? What is
Clydes, however, were never designed to do such extremely delicate work.
What the hell are you driving at?
Mr. McDonald's accident, I want to stress, Mr. Jenkins, was a true accident, although we helped cause it. It was partly his fault, partly ours. A programmer miskeyed an instruction. But Mr. McDonald positioned himself wrongly, then barked when the Clyde came in contact. We were aiming at perfection, refinement. But his hands were damaged severely.
His hands? Damaged? You mean mangled, don't you? And what about Lyle? You're letting him walk into this thing?
What would be gained if he knew the risks? He'd do it anyway. A hand, two hands, are not such a terrible price to pay compared to some others. My father would have done it, would have had me. Mr. Jenkins, there are two questions I always have to ask myself. Could I have done it to my own father? And would he have wanted me to? The answer has been yes on both counts so far. You understand? Yes? Yes.
Hey, wait up.
Oh, yeah. You punch in. I'll grab some coffees. Meet you at the canteen.
No, wait a minute. Look, Lyle, I gotta talk to you about last night.
Quiet, you idiot. There's monitors all over the place. You want to blow it?
Listen, we gotta stop it. Last night, I had Mary phone a friend of hers who's a nurse in the company infirmary.
Yeah, so what?
I had her ask about Mac.
He got it, didn't he? I mean, the full dishab?
Oh, yeah. He got it. You want to know how?
No.
You want to know what happened?
I said no.
One of the inside arms on a Clyde jammed. He pushed the stop button and reached in to try.
Shut up.
Didn't have anything to do with standing any half meter away. He reached in to try and pull the arm down. The Clyde started again on its own, scissored both of his arms off.
Shut up.
Hey, take it easy. You don't have to go through what
I already knew.
You already knew. And you met that guy anyway?
Oh, that talk about precision. A little pinched nerve, a pardy-do. Don't take a genius to know these kind of Clydes can't do nothing like that. Leastwise, you can't count on it happening like that.
And you're still going through with it?
What was it you were saying about hand motions yesterday?
I don't know. Asymmetrical, simultaneous, two-handed tasks at random intervals on variable planes. Time and motion talk. I learned from Eddie.
What else?
I don't know.
No. You said it was the only thing separates us from the Clydes. Well, not anymore. Phase 3's coming. Clydes can do that stuff. I got my family to take care of. They never learn time and motion talk.
Eddie. Adam. Any time that Clyde sent a chassis down Crooker this morning. Look over here, will you, you bloody tin man? No heart, no brains, no bloody guts. Will you look at me when I'm talking?
What's wrong, Jenkins? That 524 acting up again?
Nah, that's the problem. Nah. Hey, St. Pierre. I tell you, my son got married last Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had to keep the wedding pretty small. Couldn't afford to invite everybody we'd like. Mostly family.
Yeah, sure.
It would be nice to know there was going to be even a few more months' work.
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing about that.
Shit.
Guess it don't matter much. Between you and me, don't be too surprised to see a pink slip tagged in your card tonight.
I kind of figured there'll be rumors flying all week. Thanks.
It's okay. Just don't go getting no ideas. I've been watching you all week talking to that 524 Clyde. Like you're a snake or something. If you're bucking for a mental or something, just forget it. Oh, Christ! Another one. I gotta go.
Yes! God damn it! Yes! Christ almighty, Eddie, I've been telling you all week. I want you to do it. Will you do it? Yes, yes, yes! I'm running out of time! I don't want no handouts from you, Eddie. Tin Man, will you turn that bloody glass eye over here and look at me when I'm talking to you? Eddie!
No money. No brains. No goddamn guts. Yes. Yes. Eddie, will you listen to me when I'm talking to you?
Stand erect. Stand tall. Don't flinch. It's just a little dance. The dance of the transition. Beautifully orchestrated and synchronized. Some of you working stiffs might even learn a bit of it. Master a step or two. A few perfectly choreographed steps. The invitation comes in the form of a pink slip. The time? Any day now. The place? The vanishing point.
Phase 3 by Brad Birmingham, starring Sean Mulcahy as Al Jenkins. Featured in the cast were Céline Dublé-Lockhart as Mary Jenkins, Doug Keir as the stranger, Bill Berry as the foreman, and Robert Coons as Lyle. Technical operations were by Norm Hurley, with sound effects by Uta Schaafland, and the production assistant was Elaine Farner. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The original musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. Phase 3 was produced and directed at CBC Calgary by Greg Rogers. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. I'm Art Cuthbert, wishing you good night.